Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that especially deserving of a special thank you for that. And you're gonna like that you stayed with us. You're gonna like that you tuned in, because Archie C. and Cuddy's in the building, ladies and gentlemen, so to speak. Archie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of mine and yours, whether you know it or not. He's the co-author of the book, which I talk about all the time. I can't get away from it. I wish you could see my copy. It's dog-eared. There are post-it notes hanging out of it. It's underlined in yellow and red. And the book is called Built on Trust. And it's the kind of book that might not only change your life, it'll change your business. Archie C. and Cuddy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And that's Dr. Archie C. and Cuddy. Archie is a medical doctor. And Archie, one of the things that you've taught me, and I mean this, you've taught me this. I mean, I've been around the block a couple of times. This isn't my first rodeo.
Yes, you have. barbecue, as they say.
That's exactly right. I had never really contemplated trust the way you talk about it, and the way you identify it as a return on investment. It has. Trust, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what Archie teaches you, trust has an ROI value. The effort that you put into building an organization built on trust, there's an ROI value. You know, one of the things, Archie, I think I'd like to talk about first is the difference between the trust that you're talking about and where it varies a little bit from your garden variety trust. A lot of people think that you know, if we have trust, that it's just a matter of simply, you know, if you tell me something, I can believe you. I can trust you to tell me the truth.
Yes.
And we think of it in terms of telling the truth or not telling the truth. Or I can trust you with my assets, that you're not going to steal my stuff. That's another element of trust.
Yes.
And those are all part of what you're talking about. But you take it to the marketplace level, what I call the marketplace level, and it's a lot more sophisticated than that, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It's those same principles. It's confidence, which is an emotional aspect of it. But it's also a track record. It's built on a track record. When the track record goes south, it can be repaired if you understand trust. So we put it in the business context. And in the business context, most managers of small businesses, and large businesses for that matter, don't realize that they can create a culture of trust, that it's not random, that it's not, oh, I happen to have some good people right now, we trust each other, we've been working together for 30 years, et cetera, et cetera. But you can actually create a culture that's going to give you your ROI, and you can do it in a matter of weeks and months, not decades. Now, when you do that, and people really do feel confident in the way of helping each other across the different departments and functions, when you do that, the return on investment is quick, it's obvious, and it's dramatic. I mean, just for a few simple examples, your retention. You know, I have a couple of small businesses myself, in addition to our consulting business at Learning Center. And retention is a very important, to be able to keep the people that you want. Unless you can afford to pay way over scale, you need another way to create retention. You need to create agility, people being able to resolve problems quickly and together. You need to be able to create some element of self-regulation, where people are regulating their execution behavior and their productivity to some extent themselves without having a lot of micromanagement.
But how does trust enter into this? I mean, see, all these things that you're saying, Arky, we recognize those words, and we understand that we know how they work in our company. We obviously need to retain our people.
Right.
We need to be, we are by definition, small business owners are by definition agile.
Yeah.
And you know, we these are all things that we recognize, but we don't often overlay the concept of trust on them. Tell us how they how those things work together.
Well, the key is the track record. That in order to create the confidence, you need the track record. In order to create the track record, you need transparency. So we say that there are two critical elements to creating this culture. One is, when you have mutual dependencies across functions, you must close every interaction. You must create a time, a place, a person, and an accountability.
Arky, hold on to that thought. Yeah. I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come right back to this. This is really good stuff, folks. If you want to make your organization go to the next level without spending a lot of money, this is one way to do it, is understand Arky's concept of trust. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog. Lots of good stuff there and more to come, I promise. Arky C. Cuddy is our guest, and he's the author of Built on Trust, and a book that I've been excited about for years now and have been telling you about over and over again. Arky's joined us. And folks, I encourage you to go back and spend some time in the body of work that Arky has deposited with us over the years in the archives, the past interviews that Arky and I have done over a number of years now, and you'll get a better understanding of this concept of built on trust. And the book is still available. It's still out there, isn't it, Arky?
Yes, that's right. It's still out there. It's one of those, they call it a green one, an evergreen book.
It just keeps on giving. And that, folks, that's because it's such an important book, and that's the reason why I like telling you about it. And we were just talking about this, the ROI and the overlaying of, you know, we have all these fundamentals, Arky, and this is something I've been doing now for several weeks. I've been doing a couple of sessions a week on business fundamentals.
Uh-huh.
You know, finance, on salesmanship, on the marketplace, on technology, et cetera, human resources. And all of these things, folks, these are all fundamentals, but they all have the need, the requirement, to overlay the concept of trust on them. And that's, Arky, that's what I think you do so well, is you help us to understand that just executing the fundamentals is important. That's essential. You got to be able to do those things if you're going to succeed. But if you really want to take it to the next level, where the people who work for you wouldn't think about leaving you, where
yes.
the customers who do business with you wouldn't think about going somewhere else, and they almost don't care how much you charge them, because overlaid in your ability to execute is your ability to have this trust.
That's right. And so when people have confidence in you and in your organization, they want to come back because they're having an emotional experience let's face it, business is driven by emotion. They're having an emotional experience that they want more of. Now, again, a manager can create this culture of trust. It's very simple. It's not easy because you have to have some communication, but it is very simple and it is not time consuming. You must close every interaction, and you must, in your culture, eliminate when people say yes but really mean maybe. Trust is built on two things: closing every interaction with a transparent accountability and making commitments genuine. So as a leader, as a manager, three simple things you have to do. You have to model this behavior, you have to demonstrate this behavior, and you have to require this behavior. So it's almost like you have two jobs. You're a manager, you're managing your business, but you're a kind of meta-manager, I call it, where you're managing this culture. And this is a time saver, not a time consumer. You just do it in the course of your regular communications with your people. Well, once you start to establish that culture, what you're doing is you're eliminating the us versus them that is common, even in people that are highly motivated. You're eliminating this us versus them that occurs across departments, because departments have different priorities, and they get in conflict, and that's the way it should be. But the conflict, if you let it sit there and don't resolve it through this culture of trust, becomes very expensive. So that's basically what you're doing. You're eliminating suspicion, you're eliminating us versus them, and you're causing execution across the departments.
When the trust is not as apparent, folks, when the trust is limited, that's what creates paranoia. It creates suspicion. It creates fear. And all of those things are very unproductive emotions, whether they're in your employees or they're in your customers.
They will dramatize out to your customers and through your products and through your services. They will absolutely dramatize. And you have to remember, we all have a history of mistrust. We've all been in situations where, you know, we felt betrayed or really disappointed by activities from somebody in authority or whatever, you know. And so people are, we have this propensity to jump into suspicion. If you have an organization, even your small department, that's built on trust, and you're building that culture of trust and accountability and transparency, you have a competitive advantage, because it's something completely different than the norm. Now, I'm not saying the norm is mistrust, but the norm is not clear, transparent, accountable trust. You can do that, you're way ahead.
Let's talk about some of the obstacles that would prevent us from being able to have trust in our organization. Give us some examples.
Well, as an example, our departments are set up in conflict. Like your product development, the people who are making your product or developing your service, they're interested in quality. The people who are selling your product, they're interested in volume. So there's an inborn conflict there. Now, that's a good conflict if you know how to resolve it. But if you don't know how to resolve it, you're going to have sales, let's say, who's interested in volume, in conflict. They're going to be saying, hey, these product development people are too slow. They want to get up too perfect, you know, and so forth and so on, blaming each other across the functions. And as soon as you start getting that finger pointing and this us versus them thing, even people that are highly motivated get into this, then you're losing money and you're losing competitive advantage. That's what you don't. That's what a culture of trust prevents. And then you become less dependent on micromanagement.
Exactly, because everyone is being trusted. Stand by, Archie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. We're going to be right back. More on trust with our good friend, Dr. Archie Ciancutti. The book is called Built on Trust, and it's available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was
welcome back. It's 7 till. Little Chicago for you there. Dr. Archie Ciancutti is our guest, and he's the author of Built on Trust, and the subtitle is Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Folks, you know what I think about all the time for you here. I'm trying to think about what can I do to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and whenever possible, let it cost them nothing. Maybe a little bit, but maybe in many cases nothing. And just like saying thank you costs nothing, but look what that does with your customers. And this concept of trust that Archie's been talking about with us now all these years and today is one of those things that costs you nothing, but it could literally cause your company to achieve a quantum leap, and with no expense, just to literally changing the way you think and changing the way you behave in certain areas. And Archie, I'd like for my audience to know more about your organization, and would you please give us your website?
Yes, it's learningcenter.net.
Learningcenter.net. and they can find you got a lot of, I know you have a lot of resources there, and they can find your book there, but also the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
That's correct, and then there's also a library on that website of articles and so forth, you know, that delineate this, and you can just download them. They're free to the public.
Thank you for making that available, folks. We sure appreciate that, Arky, I mean. And, Arky, let's get back into some of the steps that people need to set into place to be able to have an organization built on trust. What's the first thing that we need to do?
First thing is just to call a meeting of your project group or your management group or whoever your direct reports are and say, hey, how are we doing here on closure? Just introduce that idea of closure. You know, we're going to end an interaction, always end every interaction. Who's going to do what and especially by when? How are we doing on that? How am I doing on that as a manager? Do I blow that sometimes? You know, and then the second thing, how are we doing on our commitments? I mean, do I ever say or do you ever hear from anybody? Do you ever hear yes when the real answer must have been maybe? Or do you ever sometimes say yes when the real answer is maybe? I'd start that conversation. And you may have a little silence at first, but the dam will break. And don't let it get to be finger-pointing. We're just talking about how we're doing on this and take the responsibility as the manager that this is something I would like to help improve in the organization.
Could we say this, Arky? Could we set it up by saying this, something like this? Okay, folks, we're gonna have a roundtable here. We're going to talk about some stuff that might get a little excited. People might get a little excited. But let's remember, today is not about blame. It's about redemption.
Yes.
Could we say things something like that?
Yes, and it's a no consequence. You know, I promise, and I'm going to ask everybody here to promise, no consequences for conversation. We'll have our consequences, positive and negative, on our actions. But there's no consequences for conversation here today. And so let's have an open, brainstorming, non-judgmental conversation here where we're all getting the stuff out on the table. And here, as the manager or as a project leader or whatever, I'm going to start. And that's the way to do it. You know, sometimes I'm not perfect on these things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That way you're starting to model. Remember, you've got to model, you've got to demonstrate,
Maybe you could even say, John, the other day you asked me something. I remember it. And I told you I would do it. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. At the time, I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I shouldn't have said, I'll do it. I should have said, let me get back with you on that.
That's right. And let me get back with you by Tuesday at 4:00. And I'll get you an email or get you on the phone, and I'll either give you the answer or I'll tell you when I'll get you the answer. That's closure. So now John doesn't have to think about that till 4:00 on Tuesday.
Right.
He knows he's going to, as long as he doesn't hit it before that, he knows he's going to be. That's what closure does. So you stop worrying about it, and you get busy doing your other things.
There's another thing about, and I've only got a minute left, Arky, but I wanted you to talk about this quickly, and that is the concept of not what I tell you I'm going to do, but you thinking about me over there in my office, in my area, working on something that could impact you, and me trusting you to do the right thing. In other words, if you talk to one of my customers and you hear something that I need to know, I trust you to let me know that I need to know about that.
That's right. And early on, not later on. And not only do I need to know about it, I'd like to know your recommendation for what we might do about it. And that now you're starting to get a culture based on trust. Here's some options, boss. Here's some recommendations. Here's some ideas. And early on, because, you know, when you're hearing about problems from your customer, you're late. Better late than never.
Absolutely.
But you're late.
Arky, give us that website again, please.
LearningCenter.net.
And the book is called Built on Trust. And, folks, you know how much I encourage you to check it out. Arky, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
You're very welcome, and thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Dr. Arky Ciancutti, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.